103.3 The Vibe. It's Spencer in the studio right now. Ventura County Fire Captain, Mr. Brian McGrath. He's our public information officer. So come fire season, we're going to be getting, you're going to see him on the news. You're going to be getting all the information for the we at that point will be clinging to with a, you know, with as tightly as possible. But it's going to be pretty serious in that moment. So before we get neck deep into fire season, obviously we've already got the front fire, which has been making a lot of headlines. Expected full containment by this Sunday. Before we get into fire season, what's
the most popular starter for brush fire?
Is there a go-to where you're like, even if I haven't heard about it, I suspect that maybe this happened?
If there is a popular one, I don't know what it would be. I don't know. I mean, we go to so many different fires. We've got, of course, the Thomas Fire with the power lines.
Sure.
That's very, very really unrealistic. That does not happen very often.
Okay.
More than happens is a bird will fly into a power line and fall to the ground and start one.
Really? Like that?
Like that. Just like that.
No kidding.
I've seen pictures. I've got pictures. I've been on fires where many fires have started from animals.
Huh.
So that's more than likely from the power line.
The human element. I heard about, you know, up Fraser Park, the Hope Fire, I believe there was the human element to it.
Yes. Some people, there are some bad people in the world that will start a fire. But that's where we rely heavily on our good people in the world to report it immediately so we can get a quick stop to the fire and catch these people.
So, okay, in addition to the human element, in addition to the animal element, which I'll level with you, completely surprised by. As much as I've been covering wildfires for my entire radio career in this area, bird on wire, that's new for me.
It happens more frequently than you would think.
Huh. And what else? You got the human element, the rare power line thing, but obviously that was a start to our Thomas Fire. The animal element, what else?
Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. Lightning strikes. You know, those are more common up north.
Okay.
California, big trees.
Sure.
A lot of lightning strikes up there. And that's where the Forest Service comes in, and they want to manage those fires. We want to keep those fires, let them burn slowly so we can keep our forest clean to try to keep some of these big fires down.
Each thing that you've mentioned seems completely unpreventable, right? Animals are going to be animals. Bad people are going to be bad people. Crazy people will be crazy people, right? Lightning's going to be lightning. Can't do anything about that. So where do you have control?
We have control in the way that we prepare ourselves and what we can do to be ready for when an emergency happens.
100% of the reason Mr. Brian McGrath's in the studio right now. What can you do before the uncontrollable elements bring us into fire season?
Well, the first thing you can do is go to vcfd.org. And on that website, we've got a program called Ready, Set, Go.
Okay.
And it's emergency preparedness. Within that program, we have different levels for different emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're talking about brush fires.
Right.
So the number one thing is you want to be ready. When something happens, you want to set up. And then when we say go, you go.
And what is the setup? You're speaking about responding to evacuation notices, correct? Okay.
Yes, so.
And the phrase I learned, evacuation fatigue.
Yes.
Evacuation fatigue. How many times can you tell people to evacuate before they just say, you know what, I'm going to shelter in place and just ride this puppy out?
Yeah, it's very correct. I mean, it's the old, you know, you want to make sure that you don't say it too much.
Right.
But the problem is when a fire is going and the wind's behind it, we want to be prepared and we want to make sure you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then in order to do so, we got to get you out. And then the other thing, we have to get in. So if you're delaying getting out, now we can't get in to do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of it, if you're still in there after we've told you to go, your number one priority, it's always safety. It's always life.
Right.
So we're going to stop trying to save the structures and we're going to save that life.
On my end, when it comes to reporting on it, if there's a brush fire, I report on it a certain way. If there's structure damage, I report on it a certain way. But when there's a loss of human life, it changes the entire way that I report on everything. When you guys are fighting a fire, do you have an escalated effort? You're like, okay, we're putting in, you know, 40% effort because it's in the brush. But the moment it starts creeping into housing tracks and stuff like that, watch us turn up to, you know, 100% of all of our. And then when human life is involved, is there another level?
Now, as far as work ethic, we're always 100%.
Right.
So, but if we're going to be, if it's going to be starting to where we're going to be endangering lives, we're going to throw everything at it. Like I said before, we're going to do whatever it takes. We're going to call in the big aircraft. We're going to get every engine, every agency to get in there to help us to save that life.
Fighting brush, a brush fire, you're like, well, we're going to have it, you know, we're counting on it burning in this direction towards the break that we think is probably going to, you know, bring it to a close at that point. You know, there is a let it burn element when fighting brush fires that I don't think would be there when it crosses over into, you know, housing tracks.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. I mean, it's, we use a term called lessons learned. So it's history. If a fire burns up a hillside with the same weather, it's going to burn the same way.
Right.
Of course, if you throw wind on it, it completely changes everything. It's going to go whichever way the wind blows. But we can learn from our past of how fires burn, how intense they're going to be. And we have many experts that we have employed for us to tell us the type of fuel moisture we have, the type of flame lengths we're going to get, how much a spot fire is, how far in advance it's going to be, how quickly the fire is going to burn, and the direction it's going to go.
When do you start getting nervous? When the weather is doing this, I start getting nervous.
You know, for a firefighter, it's, you're kind of trained to be, it's year round. Because if we're not nervous about this, we're nervous about a flood. We're nervous about a structure fire.
You know, the Catalina Fire Department's not very nervous. There's just two guys out there kicking it, and they only work 2 days a year.
Well, they're actually pretty nervous because there's only two guys out there.
Okay.
So we actually send personnel out on with the Coast Guard ship, and LA County sends personnel out there a couple times a year.
Okay. So when it for me, when I start seeing, you know, the high winds and the high heat for multiple days in a row, I figure that this is the recipe, and I can expect to, you know, come into work and, you know, it's time to start reporting on that.
Yeah.
Is it the same for you?
It's the same for us, but we use experts to judge the
the fact that you're implying that you're not dealing with an expert here in the studio, sir.
Oh, no, I would never imply that. Right. Never, never.
Yeah. Well, see, I like what you're doing there, Spence, but we use what's called experts.
They're just different experts.
Right.
Their personnel studied and trained fire behavior.
We
look at the type of water moisture that's in the fuels and how much dead fuel we have, the heat, the wind, the humidity in the air. And we put all these numbers together, and it tells us where we're at, and that's where we get our red flag warnings from.
Gotcha. And that's when you you adjust the needle outside the firehouse.
Correct.
Got it.
Correct.
So in addition to the human element, the animal element, the you know, power element, and the lightning element, is there anything, any causes for brush fires that you see or that people can expect or even be on the lookout for? Am I missing anything on that?
I don't think we are. I think we covered it pretty well.
Okay. So coming up, preparedness. Getting into fire season, what does the fire department want you to know about evacuations? What do they want you to have on hand? And should you, I don't even know if they recommend shelter in place, but what goes into being prepared for something like that? All that and more coming up with Captain Brian McGrath, Public Information Officer for Ventura County Fire and the Vibe.